Oh, you are finally awake. No, 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 don't sit up. Don't try to move, you beautiful Sing-Yu. hello. Nice to see you up again. We aren't on the battlefield, mein Soldat. I am sorry to say that the battle was lost. We have retreated to this temporary encampment in the mountains somewhere. Somewhere beautiful. But they will not tell me the name. I have asked and asked, demanded as my right as the healer for our side, and barely gotten you this much. You were in the other room with the other patients, but without the groaning and the healing. It is more of a barracks than a place to heal, no? This room is perfect for us since it is on the wing, you see? Ah, this private room. Anyway, I must begin with the healing. In order to do so properly as per your conditions, I must go through several simple questions and answers with you. Now, since I can see you looking at me, I'm going to say that you are all right to do so. But I shall be checking with you throughout the examination, so be sure to tell me if at any moment you require water, a moment to breathe, or a moment alone. And of course, we can always do this later, at another time. But with all things medical, better to get it out of the way now. But I shall not push you. So, what do you think? Would you be all right to do it now? Can you nod or shake your head? Your arms are in casts and your poor, poor head is bandaged. But your throat seems to be all right, no? Meaning your tongue is... for answering questions, I mean. Yes, yes, so. Also, can you nod or shake your head? Klar, danke. Now we shall begin. Now, if I press here, would you say on a scale of 1 to 10, is the pain more closer to 1 or 10? 10? That is very funny, because I did not touch you yet. Caught you! My bedside manner is a point of pride. It was very much my favorite part of the job in medical school. My next favorite to healing those who need it, of course. The reason that got me through all this pain. Now, tell me once more, and do not lie to me, or I will be very cross, okay? Okay. Now, I shall press very gently, and you must tell the truth, okay? Okay. Now, I press here. Does it feel a 1 or a 10? And here? Also, how about here? 1 or 10? I see. Very good. Wunderbar. And here? Up here? Perfect. You are doing very well. Now, I must establish your details. I have your next of kin here, but it appears you have put a family member, and not a significant other? So, interesting. Professionally, of course. Of course, the details are classified. But I suspect, given the name, that you secretly put a joke name in. Perhaps to protect their identity? Such is admirable, but very, very irresponsible with your healer. Do you understand? Gute Junge. Oh, gute Junge. What does it mean? It means well done. Yes, well done. Good man. You are a good man. Now, would you tell me your next of kin to contact, please? Also, good. And the details? I promise I shall tell no one. And ensure that these details remain a secret, Dr. Patient confidentiality. Or healer patient confidentiality. Very good. And the number is? Also, Good. And if I cannot reach them, then... And your blood type? Also. And, how regularly do you, masturbate? Say, in a week. And do you know of any of your family's blood types? Just in case we need to transfer anything vital? And have you had any of your organs removed? Any transplants before? Any procedures? Is your medical history up to date? Also. And, do you have a girlfriend? And do you have a boyfriend? And perhaps do you have a wife? Are you asexual? All right, klar. And have you been experiencing any discomfort with any of my questions so far? No? None of them? Gute Junge. Now, for this next, this is not exactly procedure, but you do not exactly have a traditionally medical condition. You see, the rest of your wounds may only heal with time and ensuring you rest. But the reason that I have taken you to a more secure room in this facility is, well, I am sorry to say, but I have seen some internal bleeding. Oh, no, no, no. Now, do not be alarmed. It is not immediately harmful, and the problem has gone for now, but it may return very soon, at any time. It is frightful that such a condition could happen to someone so... well, to someone who I have been near for such a long time, yes? And for me to have not seen so, even as we saw one another on the battlefield, as you looked at me, as I saw, coincidentally, when you were staring at me, as is very bad for a soldier of Overwatch, even if Overwatch is disbanded. For two soldiers of Overwatch, but of course, I should be looking at you all the time. I have an excuse, you see? I must attend to you and keep an eye on you to ensure that you are safe. But you have no such excuse. Bad boy. bad man. I mean, bad soldier. Du frecher Junge. Entschuldigung. I must get rid of this pain at once, as per my responsibilities as a healer. You see, in the time you were unconscious, and I was attending to you, and fixing you to the best of my abilities, the nurses, I mean, and the doctors, the many nurses and doctors in this place were attending to you, not simply me. I am not the only one, do not worry. I wasn't coming in my free time to check on you. It was the other doctors you saw moving around. The other blonde doctors, yes? Anyway, I have seen something during my brief time here that I hid from the other doctors. Something that perhaps may be a little embarrassing if they were to see it. Not that you should be embarrassed. No, not at all. It was perfectly healthy. Perfect size. I mean, it was okay. But, well, I simply acted based on my feelings as a professional healthcare-trained medic and not as anything else. Well, perhaps as one who knows you fairly well. I am not so skilled with this pain. I know that it needs some healing, and from what I have learned of such things, it needs, well, the most apt comparison would be, how you say, to cry. Yes, you see, for though I have healed your physical injuries, I have seen something far more severe down there. It is not hurt, but something draws me to it. It needs healed. But it cannot be healed by another. I am your healer. Well, there could be others, yes, but I do not want them to heal it. They did not see it and cover it up. It didn't pop up for anyone else, and, well, the glances on the battlefield. I believe that we know each other a little, no? It needs me. I wish to be your personal healer. No going to any others, you hear? I have been supplied to this battlefield by Overwatch, but I may choose my patients as much as the next. It is the same, you see. If you had a problem with the brain, we would send you to a neurologist. But you do not, and the rest of you is healing, and this alone. You see, I am the only doctor on site who has seen this problem. Would you like me to get someone else for this problem? Is there someone else you have in mind to help you with this problem? Another girl on our side of the battlefield? One on the other side, perhaps? No? No, there's no other girl you would like to help you with your problem. No, I see. But there's one girl you would like to help you with your cock problem? One girl you can trust? Yes. Oh, one girl you know you can trust? Yes. Yeah, tall. And so I shall be trying several different healing techniques with you. And forgive me, you may trust me as much as you already have. But I shall not be telling you what the healing techniques are, as per the true healing. It is important to me, and for your healing, that we be as honest as possible with one another. Think of it as not telling you that I will be syringing you before I do, so as not to anticipate the pain, you see? Nurses do this all the time, to ensure that their patients do not struggle and they can quickly and efficiently insert the needle into them. Do not worry, I shall not be putting any needles into you today, but I shall be performing some tried and true methods of healing this internal bleeding that I have studied in. Yes, and so I shall be surprising you with various enjoyable things to help stir the affected area and help increase the blood flow. Now, in order to do so, you must consent to my... Well, you must consent. I can assure you that none of the things shall be harmful, and every step of the way shall be just like the poking. Just... more. Sign here, please. You may look it over if you like. In fact, I would advise you to. But it shall only say what I have, with not so nice an accent. I could read it to you if you like. I would not want you to strain yourself holding it so. I have seen your conditions, and you require rest. Your arms included. Your man's arms. Your big, manly arms. I could summarize the thing if you like. No, you trust me? You really, truly trust me? Well, I suppose we do save each other's lives on the battlefield. Well, if such a thing is not requiring written consent, I shall do so for fun, since I have your verbal consent. Now, tell me where it hurts. Tell me... No, you do not understand me. I am looking in your eyes. This is not the physical pain. This is part of what you have signed. This is the internal pain. Tell me, it is my responsibility. You just signed off your trust and entered me into an agreement of counseling. I now have two doctor-patient confidentiality agreements, you see? Yes, quite the secrecy today. And so you can see, you can trust me, no? I have closed the curtain. In fact, let me close it a little more. There. And now we are even more alone. There is no battle. No one is around. The camp is far, far away. Tell me. I can see it hurts. Tell me, I am your friend. I am someone you may trust. Also, yeah, I see. Yes, I know. This is very bad. It is indeed. It is not so bad that it makes you different. And different itself is not bad. But it is a problem. Such is why I am here. I expected as much. Du machst mich so geil, Liebling. Du machst mich so geil. Ich werde dich so verdammt heilen. It is nothing. I just... You see, sometimes I get annoyed with this war. Would you like for me to begin your healing now? You must simply nod or shake your head. Remember, at any time you may shake your head and I shall remain in this agreement. Silent. And we may go back to being healer and... Yes? Yeah? You consent? Guter Junge. And now I shall begin. I shall begin healing your internal bleeding with various techniques and surprises along the way. First, I shall hold you. You see, this is not so bad, is it? No, therapists do so with their patients all the time. I shall lean over this bed here, move my clipboard, and even ensure that my hair is tucked behind my ear. You see? It is all right. Try to remain still. Let your healer hold you. Let mercy heal you. There, There we go. Good boy. Good boy. Wunderbar. Wunderbar. Guter Junge. Guter Junge. Now, so I have begun the healing. There's a difference after all. The next shall be a little more intense. This is very important. And you must not lie to me. I mean it. Do not lie to your healer. Do not lie to Mercy. Your Mercy. would it be all right if I kissed you, perhaps? Would it be all right if your healer Mercy kissed you? It would? So you submit to being healed? Bad boy. thank you. Thank you, mein gute Patient. Guter Junge. Oh, guter Junge. Well then, here I go. Was that all right? I can do it again if you wish. I do wish to, and I think that you do as well. I am sure of it. Your lips reach out for me, yearning for mine again. did you like it that much? That you would like me to do it again? Because I very much would like to as well. But I need you to tell me, or at least nod for me. No, do not speak. Don't strain your pretty, pretty mouth so. Your pretty voice, your pretty tongue. Just relax. Let me do it again. Mercy's here. Mercy's here to kiss you better. Now I am going to pick up my clipboard again. And you must tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much pleasure did you feel when I kissed you the first time? 1 or 10? So, Ah, really? Okay, and the second time? Ah, you are doing very good. And how about when I held you? Was that a 1 or a 10? So, and how about now? Are you feeling any pleasure now? As I say, very formally like this, does me being your healer and playing as your healer make you excited at all? So, you're saying you do like it when I say good. Very good. You're giving me great results here. You're passing very well. Das ist na gut, ja? Ja. So, also, next. If I sat on your lap, would I feel where you are needing me? Would I feel where you were needing me to be set? What do I mean? I mean what I say. Perhaps I must come closer and look you in the eyes so you understand. Perhaps you are not hearing properly, and that is why you are hesitating. Perhaps I must talk closer so you may hear.
I said if I sat on your lap, would I feel your cock get hard? Would it already be hard from my kisses, from my touch? Would it be hard from my voice? Does it grow hard now as I whisper to you? And what if I kissed your ear just a little, like this? You see, does it not feel so much better when I tell the truth? When I mourn for you, it is true. You would not hide from me, would you?
You would not hide your mourns from me? You would not stop me from healing you after we have entered a contract and I have explicitly stated that you can trust me, that I am your healer, dein Arzt, dein Mädchen, your little Mercy. Good boy, mein guter Junge. Also, mein Spatz, look at me. I am going to open your robes now. Do not worry, I shall be very careful. It is just, I must get to the sore area. The engorged area. The swelling down there. Is it all right if I open your robes? What do you say, mein Spatz? Do you know what is going to happen if I open them and see that your cock is hard? That it is swollen and sore? No, do not lie to me. I have told you to tell me the truth, and you are lying to me. You do not know what is going to happen when I open your robes, because I have not told you. I have the power here, mein kleiner Patient. Mein kleiner Spielzeugsoldat. So do not lie to your healer, or I shall have to show you no mercy. Now, because you cannot move your neck down, I shall narrate for you what I am doing. I am slowly stroking my fingers against your robe. I am gently tucking my fingers behind it and moving it aside. I am touching my fingers against your chest. Your big, strong chest, much stronger than mine. And gently tickling you with my fingers. Now, tell me, and do not lie, mein Spatz. Are you hard for me? Are you hard for your mercy? Super. I believe such honesty deserves a reward. Mein guter Junge und guter, ehrlicher Soldat. Your doctor will tell no one. Do you understand? So, you mustn't tell anyone either. You mustn't tell anyone in all of our camps that you enjoyed when I kissed you. That you enjoyed when I healed you. Do you understand? It is very important. I could lose my job, my license, my ability to remain here and be with you and heal you ever again. So, you must also keep it a secret. Do you think you can do that for me? Do you think that you can keep it a secret? That I told you how fat I got? That I wanted to kiss you even before I ever did? From perhaps the moment I saw you, I've wanted to kiss your lips. That from the moment I saw your chest, I wanted to run my fingers up and down it. Like this. Oh, so strong. Mein starker Bär. Mein großartiger Mäuschen. You know, sometimes on the battlefield, I would forget myself and be mid-flight, hovering and watching you run, slide into cover. And I would run my staff ever so gently between my legs. And run it ever so gently back and forth until they would cross and twitch just a little. The way they are crossing and twitching now. Oh, my little puss-puss cries for you. Mein Schwarz, does your cock cry for me yet? Perhaps just a little? Well, first it would have to be hard, and I am not sure if it is yet hard. Could you tell me? Could you tell your mercy? Are you hard for me? Or perhaps you would like for me to look down. Would you let me look down, please? Bitte, mein Liebling? As your professional personal cock doctor, of course. Is it all right if I see how hard you are?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hard are you for me? Would you like my gloves on or off when I stroke you?
Well, we shall find out the truth soon enough. I am going to remove my doctor's robe and reveal my outfit I had on, especially for this occasion. There. Now, what do you think? I am not sure if you can see from there, but I am wearing my Halloween clothes, just for such an occasion. Aren't you a lucky boy? Well, what do you think? More importantly, what does your cock think? Would your cock like it better if I put the robe back on? If I stroked it with my robe? Mein Spatz. Perhaps I should simply straddle you right now and find out. Perhaps I should put our crying little parts together and solve this once and for all. Aber perhaps I should not. Perhaps I should simply lean in and tease you just a little for being such a freche Junge. Mein frecher, süßer Junge. Such a naughty boy. For being my naughty boy. And for dreaming of fucking me. Fucking me when you should be resting. This is for not telling your mercy sooner. And for making her have to make the first move. Do you know how worried I was when I saw you fall? I thought I may never see you again. I thought about it a lot, and it made me very frightened. And then it made me selfish. Because I so wanted to see what your cock looked like. I wanted to see it soft. And I have. And naturally, I wanted to see it hard. And I have. But more than that, I wanted to see how it looked in my hands. I wanted to feel it and make sure that it was still working. I wanted to feel it everywhere, on my skin, inside me, my mouth, my puss-puss. Oh, Liebling, would you please show me what it looks like in my hands? Please? Danke, mein guter Junge. Sehr gut. Now, I would like you to pay attention and not lie to me, because I shall feel if you lie to me. Verstehst du das? Alles klar? Sehr gut. Good boy. My good boy. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard are you now? 10?
I said not to lie to me. Bad boy. Very bad boy. Now I shall show you what a 10 feels like. And I will keep showing you till you feel an orgasm that is a 10. And then we shall try to find an 11. And we shall find 10s in different places inside. But by all means, keep lying to me, mein Schatz. See what happens. Up, down, up, down, up, down, bigger, bigger, up, down. Now, do you like it softer like this? Or a little faster like this? Oh! Was denn? I think we have found something new for us to do. Now, is that a 10? No, I think that's a 4. Perhaps even a 3. No, let me go softer again. Pull you up and down slowly, while looking into your eyes. Do you know that joke on the internet? That old joke about the boy with the broken arms? He had his mother jerk him off because he was frustrated and couldn't do it himself. Strange, strange world. Tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how strange is that to you? Also, is that so? Because I would like to ask you something, and I would like you not to lie to me, because I shall feel it in your cock in my hands, and I shall tighten my glove around you and make your cock cry very quickly, and then stifle it, which would be very sore and disappointing for us both, okay? Also, now tell me. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much does that story turn you on? The story of the boy and his mother. Does it make your cock twitch to think of your arms broken and your mother jerking you off? Perhaps not your mother, but another. Just in the fantasy, of course. On a scale of 1 to 10, tell me. Is that so? Interesting. That is a good answer. Your cock is being very honest with me right now. Now, since we are being so honest with one another, I would like to ask you something as your doctor.
As a friend on the battlefield. Yeah, this joke online about me being a healer and so looking after everyone. Being a mommy to Diva, to many people in their fantasies. This is not disgusting. No, this is healthy. This is... This is very hot. I quite like it. I think I would be a good mother. But I am not a mother now. Now I am stroking your cock. Bärchen, there is another question I would like to ask you about your feelings about me. About your feelings on me being Mommy Mercy. But for that, I must not be wearing gloves. No. No, for that, I would have to be holding your cock in my bare hands. For now, I shall remove one glove, and you shall feel the difference. And now I must make your cock feel gooder. I hope you do forgive any strange sounds that may emit when I kneel here. It's just, I have never done this procedure before. I have never seen a real cock before, and so I may moan a little upon relieving him from his place. From your pants. Oh, mein Gott, the smell. No, no, it is good. Bestimmt gut. I have never sucked on a cock before. This is quite new for me. Would you like for me to be looking in your eyes as I do so? I have looked up several sources of information for this very occasion, and the things I have learned have been very intriguing, but conflicting. Some of the men force the little girls' heads down on their cocks. Some of the men like to have their hands held. I quite like that one. But some of the men did not even like the girls looking at them. Are you one of those men? Oh, you are not? Oh, God sei Dank. I am a lucky girl today. So, do you like my eyes? Would you like me to be looking at you as I take your cock in my hands? Would you like the gloves on or off? On? I would like to keep them on. For my research, of course. And sanitary reasons. Yes, very medical reasons, you understand. Not that I think your cock is dirty. Mein Gott, nein. It's just that I wish to ensure sanitary reasons and to give you as many different experiences as possible in order to find out which shall heal your poor aching cock best and quickest. But best perhaps may not be quickest, Would that be all right if I took a little time to heal you? This is not surgery. It is more internal. I am going to say some things that may scare you. That may do the opposite. But I believe from what I have seen, perhaps you are dirty boy,
No. Dirty boy with dirtier mind than I thought. Yeah, stimmt. Yes, you are. I can see it. I can feel it. I call you a dirty boy up there, and I feel you be one down here as well. Even as you look so innocent and hurt, your cock is still so, so pretty as it lies to me and stiffens in my hand. It is an evil cock. Yes, it is. It must be squished with my hand. You see, I press with my fingers and it presses back. You are responding very well. Mäuschen, Liebling, guter Schwanz. Mein guter, guter Junge mit einem guten, bösen Schwanz. Would you like to know what Schwanz means? It means cock. I was saying you have a good cock. A nice cock. A pretty, pretty cock. Perhaps a tasty cock, no? Perhaps there's only one way to find out. Mr. Cock, guten Morgen. Du siehst total lecker aus. Mal sehen, wie du schmeckst. Guten Appetit. Gefällt's dir, mein Spatz? Dein Schwanz, mein Dessert. I am sorry, mein Soldat. My soldier. I am only sorry that your hands cannot be healed to push my head down onto your hard, hard, tasty cock. Perhaps when you are healed, Aber jetzt, relax. Erhol dich. Doctor's orders. Alles klar? Lecker, ganz lecker. Your pre-cum is most encouraging. And tasty. Yeah, very good. And full of protein. Caught you. No, it is just for me. It is just for me. There's no immediate medical benefit from this much pre-cum, but internally... internally it does wonders for the stomach, for the taste buds. Liebling, you taste very naughty.
Komm hier, Liebling. Komm hier, mein Boy. Schau mal, Liebling. Something just a little kinky. You should taste how naughty you are. Küss deinen guten kleinen Engel. Oh. Na? Oh, what did I say? I said, kiss your good little angel. Und jetzt, I'm going to insert your cock into my puss. My pussy. I would like you to know very much before I do that it feels like velvet. Aber besser. Better. Better. My pussy is better than velvet because it cries for your cock. Oh. We are far from done, mein Soldat. No, no, no. I am afraid I'm going to have to ask you some more questions. Now, look into my eyes. My big blue eyes. And tell me, Liebling, on a scale of 1 to 10, oh, fick mich. Oh, ich will dich. Oh, how does your massey's pussy feel around your big hard cock? Does it make you long to touch me? Oh, do my moans make you wish to lean forward? Does my pussy feel better if I sit on it like this? Oh, like this? Oh, fick mich. Oh, so groß. Do not worry, mein Soldat. I shall go slowly, gently. I shall be your little angel, your sweet, slow mercy. Aber be warned, big boy. I shall not stop until your cock cries for me. Oh. Just a few more questions for you. We have established some things earlier that I think made you lie to me. Ja, stimmt. Doch. You have been very good, ja. Very good. Stimmt. Aber now that your cock is in my pussy, you have no excuse. You see, this is a very important part of my questioning, that you do not lie to me. And you have been very good. Oh, but you see, you held back from me, and I warned you not to do that, not to lie to your mercy. Oh. Now, I am going to stop and I am going to lean forward. Just a little. Oh, that's better, oder? And you will look into my eyes when I ask you once more. And with every question, I am going to ask you the truth, and you are not going to lie to me, or I shall be very cross. Do you understand me? Verstehst du doch? I mean it. Your doctor means it. Oh. Oh. Good. With every question, I am going to clench my pussy muscles and feel if you lie to me. And if you come in my pussy before I wish it, then this shall all be over, and no more pleasure for you. Okay? So try to restrain yourself, you freche Junge, mein böse freche Junge. Now, baby, on a scale of 1 to 10, oh, how much do you really wish your mommy would jerk you off? Hmm? Oh, macht nichts. It is all right. You may tell me. Is it more a van? Oh, a 10? Gut, ganz gut, ja. Na dann, on a scale of 1 to 10, oh, how familiar are you with the phrase, mommy mercy, Oh, 1 or 10? Oh, that's an 11. I finally found an 11. Wunderbar. Gute Junge. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hard shall you get if I tell you that I am your mommy, that I like this very much, and I wish to be your mommy? Just for now, just in this room, that I picture you putting your tongue on my little nipple like a baby and sucking on it like a good boy. Na gute Junge für deine Mama. Would you like that? Oh, fick mich. Meine Muschi. Your cock is pushing me so hard. You bad boy. You bad boy. Squeezing your cock against Mutti's Muschi. Penetrating your doctor's pussy. And pulverizing your campmate's little hole. Here, let me lean down. Pull down my breast part just a little. Now, go on. Good little boy. Give me your tongue. Give Mommy Mercy's nipple a little suck. Gut, Junge. Gut. Gut, Junge. Oh, mein Liebling. Mein Mäuschen. Oh, mehr. Schwere. Na, das ist ein guter Junge. There's a good boy. Mommy's got you. Mommy's got you. Sucky, sucky. Suck. Suck. Oh. How are you doing? Are you ready to cry yet? Oh, you thought I meant you. No, no, no. I meant your cock. I want you to think about me being your mommy. Very, very much. Oh, feel how fat my pussy has gotten from your suck, suck, your fuck, fuck. Look into my blue, blue eyes, Liebling. Try not to cry as I ride you. Oh, I meant your cries of pleasure. I meant your cock. It is all right. You may cry if you wish, little cock. Big cock. Big, beautiful cock. You cry for mommy. You may let your cock cry now, mein Soldat. My Liebling. My lover. Oh! Do you think that we are lovers, That we are still just friends? Soldiers together? Well then, go on, soldier. Cry into my pussy. Gute Junge. Gute Junge. Spatzi. Mein Schatz. Mein starker Soldat. Cry for me. Cry for Mommy. Cry for Mommy Mercy. Gute Junge. Gute Junge. Good boy. Good boy. Spritz in meine Muschi. Spritz in meine Muschi. Oh, ich will dich. Ich will's. Komm in Mommy Mercy's Pussy. Oh. Good boy, good boy. Gute Junge. Mein guter Junge. Ich hab dich so lieb. Good boy from Mommy Mercy. Na dann, das war's. Now tell me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much did you like that, Well, I liked it at 10. I can feel your cock go soft in my pussy. It feels strange. Lovely. It is all right, mein Soldat. One last question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how healed do you feel right now? 1 or 10? Ja, ich bin einverstanden. I think so as well. It is an 11 for me as well.